Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, an oasis of gadget bliss in a cruel, cruel world. Bringing fresh meaning to your lives this week, Grand Theft Auto 4, as if you could have missed it. Tales of muggings, stabbings and in-street fistfights. And that was just in the queue to buy a copy.
Hey!
Thank you. Apple refreshed its iMac lineup. Does anyone care? And move over, Wii Fit, you lardy. Carmen Electra wants to bring pole dancing to the family-friendly console. We'll have some of our own ideas. All that, plus anything else that may occur to us on this ramble through Gadget Valley. Joining me, as ever, is T3's Duncan Bell. And because he's slightly useless, also this week, we have Andy Robinson from CVG.co.uk. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, both of you. Duncan, you're looking sort of a Mexican bandido in that rather red-orange kind of shirt.
Funny enough, I'm actually meant to be a member of Kraftwerk.
Right.
Because I'm going to Mixmag's 25th birthday party this evening.
Oh, right, so there is an excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's come des garçons, mate. It's a nice shirt.
Had me worried.
Listeners, it's a very nice shirt.
Duncan, this is the time I'd normally ask you to spill your grievances with Gadget Kind.
Yeah.
But frankly, you can zip it this week. Because I am more
got other things on your minds, Dan.
I'm more than irked, actually, that my copy of Grand Theft Auto 4 has not turned up.
Yeah, I know. You were right about that last
This week. Is the copy of Grand Theft Auto 4 I pre-ordered in January from a company that will remain nameless, blah.com, blahdvd.com. And 2 days on from launch, it still hasn't arrived.
Mm.
I could have gone to Woolworths and picked up a copy from the shelves.
Yeah.
No Grand Theft Auto 4.
Well, I'm very sorry.
What is the
point? I'm very sorry to hear that.
What is the point of pre-ordering? Surely it's there. It's so that you don't have to stand in a queue and get
mugged. It is pretty outrageous. What's the name of this? Who are these people again?
Blah DVD.
Blah DVD.
They sounded reputable.
Yeah.
Right.
You just can't trust anyone these days, can you?
I see my error. Anyway, I'm glad to have got that off my chest. But it does go some way to explaining why we have Andy here from CVG.co.uk, because I haven't played it, obviously. Yeah. And Duncan prefers Princess Fairies on the Wii. Yeah. So, so Andy, you have been playing it.
I have.
Rather a lot, I hear, actually.
I'm probably, excuse me, approaching the 40-hour mark.
40 hours. Solid? Have you had a break?
I went down to the company's Rockstar's offices for 3 days and
they didn't let you out.
I left maybe twice a day to kind of use the bathroom.
Okay, your voice is even going.
Yeah.
Not that much sleep.
They've had me locked away for a while.
Okay, have you completed it?
I've come very close to finishing it.
Okay.
It's a very big game. As far as I know, out of all of the games press who have gone down to review it, only one person managed to finish it.
Why wasn't that you? We'll let you off.
It gets very hard.
You're close. But I also hear that you actually gave it the worst review of any gaming press in the world.
Technically, I did give it the worst score of any games press. But yeah, it's still.
What was the score, Andy?
I gave it a 95 out of 100.
Right. I think that says something.
Which it says a lot.
So that's still a great
hitling.
That's their most sort of harsh review,
yeah.
95.
Rockstar labour for 5 years over this game. And you basically urinate over their efforts with your score of 95%.
Yeah.
What could they have done to eke out that extra 5% from you?
I think it was kind of more with my ethos that I think if I give it 100, I mean, that's saying it's a perfect game, isn't it? And I don't think it is a perfect game. It's an absolutely phenomenal game.
Yeah, what is perfection? And it's like.
I think we're getting on to higher questions here. Yeah. talk us through the plot.
The plot, it follows a character called Nico Bellic, who is an East European immigrant with a shady past. And he arrives in this this kind of parody of New York City called Liberty City, just basically chasing the American dream, or that's what you think in the beginning anyway. Eventually, his past becomes a bit more clear and you find out there's more motives behind what he's actually after. And yeah, it's probably the best plot of any GTA game.
Any nice features you've unearthed as you've been playing your 40 epic hours of Grand Theft Auto 4?
Well, the detail in the city, you can't overlook it, really. I mean, there's steam coming from the manholes and stuff like how the pedestrians act walking down the street and driving their cars. They'll check their mirrors. And
it's slightly more realistic breaking into stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
As anyone who's tried to break into a car will attest.
I was going
to
say, nobody in New York ever checks their mirrors, though. So I don't know if that's all that realistic.
Can't be that realistic. So, yeah, how do you get on nicking cars and so on?
Well, if the car's actually parked up now, yeah, it's a far more realistic animation. At least your character will smash the window and actually, you know, get underneath the bonnet and mess around with wires, and the alarm will go off. And
I'm like, now one of the best bits has always been the radio stations. So we've got a bit of a taster here. Duncan, you haven't got any cans on, so you can't hear. But
perhaps you could sing it to me.
Yes. Okay. For the benefit of the listeners at home and Andy and myself in the studio, here we go.
WKTT. Conservatives finally have a real voice on the radio.
Technology is a lie sent by liberals to kill us.
And I'll tell you right now, I'm married to two women. My wife, the second person I'm married to, America.
The home of classic funk and Afrobeat.
Oh!
IF99.
This is Swami Kuti playing all that Afrobeat funk. Try to make today out of sight. And especially, try to stay out of the sight of the police.
Direct from Hong Kong.
Direct from Palm Beach.
This is Radio Vladivostok with you, DJ Dila from the East, Ruslana.
You're listening to Community Radio, keeping all Eastern European communities together.
Hey, cheeky pie.
Good accent.
Yes, my. I'm loving that.
That sounded like me doing a Jamaican accent, the one in the middle.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how much they pay these actors, but I mean...
Too much.
It sounds
as much it is.
It sounds like they nailed those. I mean, they've always been a great part of the game, but I think they've taken it to another level.
Oh, the soundtrack's fantastic. It's one of few games where they actually can and do... package up the soundtrack and sell it in HMV and in the shops.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a 5 CD box set out there for, I think, all the games that have come out before.
Yeah, the one for Vice City was amazing, actually. Yeah. That was really good.
So we can, so we're going to see that in the shops again now, I think.
I dare say so. I mean, you can already buy a limited edition copy of the game, which comes with a soundtrack. It's got about maybe 15 tracks on there, but there's 150 licensed songs in the game, so there's definitely potential for a massive...
And we've got to talk about the online play as well, because that is completely new in this version.
Yeah, that is actually one of the biggest features of the new game.
So how did you get on with that?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, at the moment, I think in the early time of the game being out, people are maybe overlooking it a bit to just kind of jump in the single player. But I think it's going to be one of the biggest, you know, reasons the game's going to have legs and carry on selling once people discover
Duncan,
it.
Duncan and I were talking about this last week, and we were sort of saying, well, it's, you know...
The actual shooting people aspect of the game has always felt a bit tacked on in the past. So they sort of tarted it up. So it's
the actual combat of the game. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's massively improved actually compared to the last games. There's kind of, I don't know if you've seen in games these days, cover systems are quite popular, and you can kind of lock onto cover and get behind cars and use objects to kind of protect you from fire and
like sort of Gears of War kind of thing.
Yeah, like Gears of War. And the aiming as well. I mean, there's a free aim mode rather than the first few GTAs were kind of quite messy and lock on and just mash a button, whereas now you can...
That's usually my style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
I've
got
no skill anyway, so...
If you want to take that kind of strategic aim to it, you can aim for parts of the body and it's a lot deeper.
So in short, a must buy?
Absolutely. Definitely for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Well, when mine comes, I'll be able to give you an opinion as well.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Okay, Andy, well, thanks for popping into the studio. You're free to stick with us or get off back to cvg.co.uk while Duncan and I turn our attentions to the new iMac.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems slightly underwhelming after all that, but it's not that new, really, is it? It's the same thing.
I'll tell you how underwhelming it is. I actually bought a new iMac a couple of weeks ago, knowing full well there was going to be new ones, so I just had to have a computer because of my porn.
You were that
addiction.
Desperate?
Yeah.
And could you not held off for a few weeks?
No, not really. They'd have been scraping along the ground, as they say.
Okay. Well, I mean, looking at...
And I wasn't annoyed, sorry.
Yeah,
This one came out.
I suppose that's...
A few years ago, I'd have been, clawing the walls to shreds in annoyance with this.
Well, that probably says something about these updates. I mean, basically what's gone in... So we've gone to Core 2 Geo Penryn processors. So the top M1 now, the 24-inch, that goes up to 3.06 gigahertz.
I know. Kids. Sorry, I'm dozing off. Because this is the thing, because it's actually a bigger leap than they have made in the past, in a way, in terms of spec. But it's I think computers have reached a certain point where they're actually pretty much fit for purpose.
And
now,
to be honest, it's not what an iMac's about, is it? It's not how many gigahertz you've got or how much RAM or what the graphics card is.
No, well, the graphics card in particular have always been quite a bit of an afterthought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the computers have sort of reached a certain level where they're pretty good at everything that a computer can do, and every new iteration that comes out doesn't add that much to it, particularly for the Mac, because it's not a big gaming computer. Mm. It never has been, and it never will be. And really, like the more high-end PCs, they need to be massively high-end because the games are so complicated. On the Mac, there are no games, so it's not an issue, you know. And the Mac has been able to run Photoshop and what have you very fast for many years.
That said, if you're, I mean, I don't know if you've had any trials and tribulations in editing high-def video. The more power you can get, the better.
Yeah, I suppose so. The final cut.
Yeah, that sort of thing will be helped.
Okay,
by
it's
this.
Useful, but that's not what most people, I would imagine, would use an iMac for. Because, if somebody was really serious about editing high-def video, they wouldn't get an iMac anyway. They'd get a Power Mac.
But
or Mac Pro, or whatever they're called these days. I can't keep up with their naming. But,
okay, so it's nothing spectacular, but improvements nonetheless.
I was totally like, whatevs.
Right. I mean, Apple also reckons Mac sales are growing 3.5 times faster than PC sales.
Well, yada yada.
But that
I don't have the figures to hand. But
to
yeah,
me,
it
that sort of sounds like another one of those you can prove anything with statistics.
Yeah, I mean, okay, they're growing three and a half times faster. That doesn't really mean anything.
Quite a small.
Exactly. They used to sell one a day. Now they sell 3.5 a day.
Mm, good, good.
I don't know who's buying the half.
Sales of the Wii haven't been doing too badly.
I think that's because I've been plugging it every week.
Yes, possibly. They could do even better, though, if Carmen Electra has her way.
Yeah.
She wants to bring out a dance poll for the console. Duncan, what do you make of this?
Well, Carmen Electra, she's... I looked this up, and she's an actress, musician, and comic book writer.
I think actress in the very loosest sense of the word.
She's appeared in-house playing an injured golfer, according to Wikipedia.
Good.
And she was also in a commercial for something called Taco Bell.
Excellent.
So she's obviously a very gifted lady.
Something called Taco Bell?
I don't know what that is.
Did the little chihuahua. Have you never been to America?
I have been to America.
Okay. You must have seen a Taco Bell then. Anyway, so she does already have a pole called the Peekaboo.
Mm.
Now, that comes with a pole, a pole dancing music CD.
Mm, makes sense.
Fake money. And a pink garter for people to stuff the fake money into.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So
you could buy it for your kids.
You could. Here's a guide to that kit.
An introduction to peekaboo pearl dancing. Step one, erecting your pearl. Step two, audience. Boyfriend is good. Friends are good. Parents... not so good.
Got that.
Step three. Makes getting sense. Started. Slip on garter. Learn moves. Turn on music. Boyfriend ready. And away you go. That's it. And smile. That's cheeky. And well done. You've got it. So flaunt it. Peekaboo pearl dancing. Girl not included.
Nothing to it.
Who the hell was that doing the voiceover?
I have no idea.
That sounds like Kenneth Williams trying to do an impersonation of an Asian person. Badly.
It's £60. Would you be buying that?
Yeah, having heard that advert, I don't see how I could possibly not buy it.
How could you resist?
I think, yeah, no, it'd be good because it would enable me to firm up my thighs and pelvic floor.
It is good
floor.
Exercise, apparently.
Well, if this is how they're selling it. It's obviously not how they're selling it because we've just heard the advert. But one way they could sell it, if they were trying to be a little bit shrewd, is
in
as
America,
an exercise thing.
Yeah, I mean, what if it was on the Wii?
Well, I can't see it being on the Wii with an advert like that. But if they told it as an exercise thing...
I also can't see how it would work because the whole...
I don't understand how Wii Fit works, but it does.
You know,
no, it's more like the Wii Fit thing, isn't it?
It'll be
like a thing that you stand on and it detects where your groin is in relation to the pole or something and how impressive your gyrations are.
Good. So we've been tasked to come up with...
Thrust!
...with alternative Wii add-ons.
Yeah.
Duncan, did you do your homework?
Sort of. I thought a sort of Wii grooming thing might be quite good because I have to say that Rob didn't... didn't stink at all, but I have noticed that a lot of the people in the computer games section yes. have a slight issue with that. So something where you could sort of apply underarm deodorant with the Wii stick, maybe a bit of a shave now and then, wouldn't go amiss, these young people.
Through an electric razor attached
yeah,
to
it. Yeah, kind of,
I can see where this is going.
Or the other thing I thought would be quite good was if you could use the controller and the nunchuck like an actual nunchuck. Because they're quite firmly bound together these days since yes. all the hoo-ha when it launched about people breaking their tellies somehow. With so that would be pretty cool, you know. It's the ultimate kind of Bruce Lee kung fu weapon, isn't
it? I'm liking it. I was thinking of the Wii urinal.
The Wii urinal. This would be teaching people not to miss.
Yeah, so you could have a, you know, a target in there. It could measure velocity.
Strap the Wii wand to your old
fella.
Exactly,
yeah, that would get the, you know, so you could see a trajectory, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I'm liking it.
I'd buy that. I'd buy that ahead of the Carmen Electra boogie pole.
Okay, well, we'll look at marketing that.
Yeah.
that brings us to the end, swiftly, thankfully. Oh,
so quick.
just time for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words.
Okay.
Beginning with the Shandling CD-T300.
Oh, that's pretty mental. Two remote controls. Two.
Crazy stuff.
How can anything need two remote controls?
Yeah, and sort of freaky UFO-looking, like,
yeah, and it's essentially a CD player, though.
LG Secret.
Yeah, it's all right, actually.
Not that secret, since they...
No longer secret. Oh, the cheeky PR person, he said, at the launch of this, he said, yeah, a lot of people have been phoning up saying, what's it going to be called? And I've been telling them, I can't tell you, it's secret.
Oh, God.
He must have laughed himself yeah. to sleep every night during that campaign.
Oh, well, iPlayer on Virgin.
That's sort of like VHS reborn, isn't it? In a way, like go back and watch programs in slightly rubbish quality
on your TV.
HD TV.
Yeah, I see what you mean there.
I can't. ISPs better, will be pleased.
Better than on your computer?
Well, not necessarily, though. Why would it be? Because okay. the same flash thingy, isn't
and
it?
And wireless ultra thin Aquos X HD TVs.
Well, I think I can't say anything to that. They're wireless and they're very thin. They're quite nice, I thought.
Good.
No wires, please. We're British. That's
excellent.
What I say.
The swingometer has you veering towards Boris Johnson before crashing into Brian Paddock on the way. Interesting. That is all.
Bolting from the paddock.
Mm. What? June's T3 is out now. Fabulous. With essential summer gadgets. See T3.com for all the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to this very podcast on iTunes. Just search for T3.com or find us in the top 10 of the technology podcast section. Thank you very much.
Get in.
Yes. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.